Thousands of oil and gas workers in Louisiana have lost their jobs since the pandemic swept the nation. Fewer people are flying or driving back and forth to work. Consumption is down, and so are oil prices. There are similar downturns in the 1980s and in 2015, and the state has steadily become less resilient on oil and gas. But with an unemployment rate of around 7%, one of the highest in the nation, where are those workers to turn? Tegan Wendland reports.
Daniel Autan likes to unwind after a long day at the construction site with a beer in his backyard outside Houma.
I call it my decompression place, right?
The neighbor's cows call out from the side lot as hummingbirds zip past. He usually lights a fire and spends the evenings out here. The past few years have been stressful. Autan worked as a slickline operations manager at Tetra Technologies for many years, where he decommissioned old oil rigs.
I mean, I thought I had a job for the rest of my life, you know?
He worked hard to get it, did an apprenticeship and everything. He had a good team. And then the layoffs started.
We had cutbacks and cutbacks and cutbacks and cutbacks until finally the day came and it was my turn.
He lost his job about 5 years ago.
Well, what do? You put your best face on and you get out there and you go out there and you start filling out applications and you find a job and you do what you have to do, right?
He was forced to start all over again. He got a job in construction, worked his way up to a management position, and now he's able to support his family again. But he took a pay cut. Autan's friend Clint Galliano found himself in a similar situation a few months back when the oil industry again took a hit from the global pandemic.
I guess I am resigned because there's no point in getting upset over something you can't change. Just accept it and move on.
Galliano turned to the real estate market. Now he sells homes around Houma, wearing a red t-shirt with his name tag upside down. A conversation starter, he explains. Both Galliano and Autan wonder if they could have done something different, if it didn't have to be this way.
But then you look at things from the big picture, and you realize you were probably lucky to have your job as long as you did, right?
More than 7,000 oil and gas workers have lost their jobs in Louisiana during the pandemic. Lori LeBlanc is vice president of the Louisiana Mid-Continent Oil and Gas Association, an advocacy group.
We need to ensure that we can maintain these jobs for many years to come, and not lose jobs at a time when we're already in an economic downturn.
She says that despite generous tax incentives and a history of being an industry-friendly environment, the state needs to do more to protect oil and gas. Some national experts don't agree. Noemi Tillman works for Deloitte, a global professional services firm. She says markets are changing. It's inevitable.
If you just think it's going to happen like it always has in the past, then you'll be left behind.
While LSU's Center for Energy Studies predicts half of Louisiana's oil and gas jobs will come back, Tillman found that up to 70% of overall oil and gas jobs nationally are not coming back. Louisiana could be funneling laid-off workers into jobs in solar and wind using retraining programs and trade schools. Both Galliano and Autan said they'd take a job like that, but few exist. A spokesperson for the Louisiana Workforce Commission said it offers assistance to laid-off workers, but would not say how many workers it has helped. Deloitte's Tillman says the writing is on the wall.
Those who choose to ignore it and just believe this cycle will simply work itself out will be the losers.
She says the winners in a new marketplace dominated by renewables will be the companies and states that can diversify. In Houma, I'm Tegan Wendland.